Second COVID booster shots are now available for those who are immunocompromised or 50 and older. And a celebration of Vietnam Veterans Day took place in Petersburg this week, and we have more information about veteran benefits. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. Second COVID-19 booster shots are now available for Alaskans over 50 years old and immunocompromised people aged 12 and older. People can receive a second booster 4 months after their first booster. The Haines Search Clinic and Skagway's Dahl Memorial Clinic are both offering the second booster shot. Call your local clinic for more information or to sign up. Case numbers continue to level off in Alaska and around the country. At a public health presentation on Wednesday, state epidemiologist Dr. Lisa Rabinowitz said getting vaccinated and boosted is still important.
During this recent surge, those who were boosted were 21 times less likely to die from COVID compared to those who were unvaccinated and 7 times less likely to be hospitalized.
The new booster authorization comes as BA2, a subvariant of Omicron, spreads throughout the country. BA2 makes up 55% of cases nationally and 45% in Alaska. BA2 seems to be more transmissible but less virulent than BA1, meaning it spreads more easily but doesn't cause more severe illness. Vaccines are also as effective against BA2 as they are against BA1, officials said. But BA2 is affecting treatment options. Sotrovimab, a type of monoclonal antibody treatment, is not effective against BA2. Last week, the FDA announced that it no longer authorized its use in certain regions, including Alaska. Other monoclonal antibody and antiviral treatments are still available, but it's important to ask a healthcare provider about them quickly, state pharmacist Dr. Coleman Cutchin said. That's because patients need to start taking them sooner after testing positive or experiencing symptoms in order for them to be effective.
These drugs, all of them have to be given early. We're hearing a lot of reports from providers and patients that they sort of waited too long, so it's really important that as soon as you have any symptom that possibly could be COVID, go out and get tested. And as soon as you test positive or start symptoms, please reach out to your medical provider because these do have to be prescribed medications.
The state health department will update all COVID-19 dashboards weekly on Wednesdays rather than daily starting April 6. Biweekly public health presentations will continue through May 25th and then pause until September when they'll be held monthly. Vietnam veterans and their families in Petersburg were honored at a ceremony Tuesday as part of Vietnam Veterans Day. Alaska military dignitaries, family, and friends attended the event at the high school gym. KFSK's Angela Denning spoke with some of the local veterans and has this story.
March 29, 1973 was the day the last troops were withdrawn from the Vietnam War. Now, March 29th is remembered with welcome home celebrations like this. Vietnam veteran Paul Anderson helped organize the one in Petersburg.
And it's worked out beautiful. It was a great turnout, and I'm so proud of the community.
Afterwards, many attendees went to a reception and reflected on the event.
I thought it was just very nice, and it was...
It was emotional for Kathy Emmenegger. Her husband, Dennis, died from cancer caused by Agent Orange, chemicals the U.S. used to clear jungle vegetation. He fought in 1965 and 66 with artillery. She says today's celebration was a stark contrast from when her husband returned.
It wasn't easy when they came home. They were spit on. Rocks were thrown at them. They were called baby killers.
Emmenegger was pregnant when he left, and they talked only one time the first year he was gone. Instead, they wrote letters until he returned, which was close to the 4th of July.
And people started letting off fireworks. And I remember one time he jumped and crawled underneath the bed. He was a different person.
Sitting next to Emmenegger is Karen McCullough. Her husband, Gary, also died from Agent Orange cancer. He was a frontline medic. Although he had pitted skin from the chemical exposure when he first returned, doctors focused on his other war injuries. He later died in 1993. McCullough's daughter, Laurel, was 16 at the time. She remembers her father telling her about the war when they were out fishing together. The ceremony was emotional for her, too.
I think what got me was seeing the age of the veterans, because I only knew my dad as a very young man, and seeing how old they are, and knowing that my dad was younger than I am now when he died, it really brings home just the loss of life and potential.
The families say the Veterans Affairs System has been a great help to them over the years. At a nearby table is David Burley. He was a door gunner on a helicopter. He was young, signing up before he graduated high school. The return for him was so bad, he didn't tell anyone he was in the service for over a decade. He had done two tours in Vietnam. In between them, he got a 30-day leave to come home. One Sunday, he decided to attend church in his uniform.
And one of the people in church stood up and called me a baby killer. And the pastor reinforced what she was saying. And it was very difficult.
He's felt a lot better in recent years as Vietnam veterans are honored through annual school events. He doesn't regret going and says he gained strength and lifelong skills there. But there are also lifelong struggles, like not being able to watch certain movies.
I went to Saving Private Ryan, which was absolutely the worst thing I could have possibly done. All the not hearing what's going on, not feeling the pain of getting injured, not knowing what's going on around you, and it just took me right back.
Tim Kieneman doesn't regret going to Vietnam either.
Life has been a great experience for me. You know, so I'm not one of those guys that's going to find on the bar stool.
He was in a mechanized infantry. Even though 250 others died in his battalion, he says he still feels fortunate. His father had been in World War II, which was worse, he says. Vietnam wasn't all tragedy for all veterans.
Individually, you know, guys went on with their lives. They became farmers. They became CFOs and CEOs and everything else. And they're just like the rest of the population.
One Petersburg resident was killed during the war, Donald Keto. He died in 1967 and is buried in the local cemetery. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
All military veterans have benefits, but many haven't signed up for them. To this day, there are Vietnam War veterans who are not in the Veteran Affairs System in order to receive help. Advocates work to connect Alaska veterans to make sure they are getting all the benefits they are owed. Bertie Bone is the Director of Veterans Affairs for the state of Alaska. He says veterans often don't know the benefits that they qualify for. Sometimes it's worth hundreds of dollars a month.
This is the number one reason for not filing is I'm saving it for someone else. There's no such thing. The benefit is theirs when they leave the service, and there is no saving any benefit. If they don't file, then they just don't receive.
You can find links to veteran benefits as well as photos of the Vietnam Veterans Day celebration in Petersburg at kfsk.org. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.